Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
and rising. And thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio Show. I'm Naima Latif, and as always, we'll be joined by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak. Because today, we want you to share your experiences. This year, we're kicking off the campaign of global peace, for peace. And this is something that has to happen on an individual level before it can happen on a community-wide level or even a nationwide level. Each of us has to solve the conflicts within our own homes. And so as we seek to bring peace within our homes, we must address those conflicts that have perhaps kept our families in a state of conflict. Those unspoken rifts that might even cause speaking to each other. So today, as we prepare to join with our co-host Kareem Hamid, we're going to take a look at two incidents, two families, and some of these might be some situations that you and your family have faced yourself, and you can call in and let us know how you have resolved it, or maybe you haven't resolved it. We're talking about when siblings stop speaking, how to heal the family rift. It's not easy when the person you grew up with, the person in your household, the person you may have trusted with their greatest secrets, becomes your enemy later in life because of something unresolved in which the two of you can't even talk about it. You're so angry. How do you heal the pain? Well, we're going to take a look at that, and we'll get your comments as we look at some of the reasons why people stop speaking to each other. And who can be the peacekeeper in the family to bring the two parties together? How does it affect your other family members when you are at odds at a family gathering? How does it affect you? How are you able to help people feel comfortable when they know you're not speaking to each other and won't even talk about the problem sometimes because it's so intense? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Female Solution Global Radio Show. And I'm Naima Latif. So if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 so we know you have something to say. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating
and we are back, and you are joining us live on our Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. If you joined us on Facebook, or want to join us on Facebook, we're at www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. And if you want to be a part of this discussion, simply call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to let us know you'd like to make a comment. Well, we're going to take a look at the first situation. And this is certainly when you are adults and perhaps you still have issues in which you're in the source of pain for you. Well, the first situation, in the first case, the names have been changed to protect their privacy. But Nora and Debbie have been angry at each other from childhood because Debbie, the youngest, always seems to be the favorite. And when their mother died 3 years ago and left the family house to Debbie, Nora, who is married with children, three children, was livid. She says that Debbie, who is single with no children and kind of still living that party life, is irresponsible and unstable and is allowing the family's property to go to ruin. The two have not spoken in 3 years since their mother's funeral. And one of the issues has to do with the fact that not only was Debbie always the favorite in Nora's eyes, when Nora married her husband, their mother didn't like him. And her thought was, I don't want him to get the house. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take a look at how both individuals can perhaps mend the breach.
Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Well, we are back, and we're going to join with our American Muslim community. And just one moment. And for those who are listening online, the calling number, of course, is 515-605-9325. And if you have something to say, make sure you press 1 to connect you to our switchboard. And like your number on our switchboard, one of the difficult things that happens in any family is when there are those who come into the family through marriage, and if for whatever reason, they're not quite welcomed in the family. So in this case of Nora and Debbie, Nora's husband was not welcomed by the mother. And for Nora, it was just another instance in which she was slighted. And even though she felt that she was the most stable, her mother chose to leave the house to the younger sister, Debbie, which Nora felt like was slapping her face, because she was the one who could have, she felt, best benefited from the family home. She had three children. Her husband has a stable job. But just for whatever reason, her mother didn't like him, didn't like his personality, and didn't want him to have access to the family property. So if Nora watches her sister, she feels let the house go into ruin. She's angry. But legally, the house belongs to her sister. So the two of them don't speak. And when family gatherings are held at the family home, Nora does not attend. And when Nora has gatherings at her apartment, she does not invite Debbie. So the two of them have a rift that the rest of the family is frustrated because they can't mend the break. They have a younger brother, but he's still single. He's really not interested in the property, and he doesn't care one way or the other. But he just wants the two sisters to be able to get along. And then, of course, there are many cousins and other relatives. But all they can do is shake their heads and say, what a shame. So in that situation, there are many things that needed to have been resolved when their mother passed away. But the two aren't speaking because of this decision that their mother made regarding the family property. That being the case, because the two aren't speaking, there are a number of things that should have possibly gone to Nora and her children, insurance policies, things that she's just not being made privy to, other arrangements. They disagreed over the funeral itself, and there was a fallout. And over this 3-year period, there's still hurt and anger. So what does a family do when the matriarch passes away and there is business and there is conflict between the siblings and they can't speak to each other? How does one resolve such an issue? Well, if you've had a challenge in your family, we want you to share your experience. Often, conflicts arise after the passing of someone, especially when there's property involved, and there isn't a discussion about how things are to be handled ahead of time. So we find often that's one of the reasons why our families end up for generations struggling, because we couldn't come together before someone passed away to talk about inheritance, to discuss who gets what and why, and to discuss a orderly transition of ownership. We're going to connect now with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Grand Rising, and assalamu alaikum, and peace be upon you. We have connected with our American Muslim 360 audience. And
that's Naima.
Yes.
Yes, that's Naima. Alhamdulillah. I'm running a little tardy this morning, but praise be to Allah, I have caught up with time. and I'm present, and we have our our special guest, Rashid Salam, with us here this morning to help us celebrate and commemorate the life of Dr. George Washington Carver. The United States government has designated January the 5th, George Washington Carver Day, commemorating his life. Somewhere along the line, that has somewhat got brushed aside, or too many people are not aware of it, and we want to somewhat resurrect our beloved champion and his philanthropic contributions to not just the United States, the world benefited from the presence and the scientific acumen of our beloved brother, Dr. George Washington Carver. So we have set aside this time to celebrate his birthday and commemorate his life. We're glad to be connected with the Female Solution. Broadcast. Praise be to Allah. I was just asking our special guest, Rashid Salam, if he would briefly introduce himself to the listening audience and, inshallah, share with us the many accomplishments and the character of our beloved Dr. George Washington Carver.
How are you today?
Walaikum salam. Could you spell your name? I want to make sure we have it correctly on the switchboard.
Okay.
Here.
Is R A S H E E D is it David? Salam. S A L A A M.
It's R A S H E E D.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. And we will make sure. And you're from St. Louis also, correct?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, ma'am. Home and birth of Dr. Carver.
Yes. You know, it's interesting Dr. Carver was a character that we featured in our stage play, A Hip-Hop Journey with the Ancestors, several years ago, a play that my husband and I produced. And I discovered something about him which many people don't know. They know that he invented many things, but they didn't know the spiritual nature of the man. He was able to really communicate with the plants that gave him inspiration on many of his inventions and his discoveries. And he was a highly spiritual man who didn't focus on so much the money that he was to make, but focused on how he could serve humanity. And he sometimes even forgot to cash the check that they gave him from the university, you know, when he was working at Tuskegee, because he was just so into service. And he was a giant of a man, but so very meek and humble. And we kind of reduced him to the peanut man, but truly he was one saved the South economy. So this
is right. Not just the South, the whole nation and the international world too. She shared their expertise. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. And the great thing about that is that we are learning about him in school, that all children are learning about him. But I think it's important for us to learn the context of his greatness and the fact that there was something inborn in him that arose even though his ancestors had gone through the traumatic slave experience, but his genius could not be stifled because that's the soul that he was, and that's what manifested, and that's why he had such a profound effect on, as you said, not just this nation, but the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, what a great introduction. You know, and There's a book out called The Great Soul. It's an audio book out on who he is and what he is. And so many people have actually benefited by his work. And we're going to get into that a little bit today and share some information that a lot of us don't know, and prayerfully that we will begin to know. And we have the opportunity to really see the association that he had with the spiritual, the association he had with the universe and the agriculture industry. What a beautiful soul. And so we're going to kind of spend some time on that today. So I think, Emmanuel, you want me just to just let people know who I am, and we'll get started with the program and the celebration day that we're now experiencing.
Yes, sir. Thank you. If you would.
No problem. No problem at all. You know, I am Rashid Salam. I'm here in St. Louis, Missouri. I am a former bank manager, corporate finance manager, real estate individual who got involved in real estate and insurance. I always wanted to be a teacher or a psychologist, wound up being neither, but found myself in a field of banking and finance, and I've come full circle when I walked away from it, truly prepared to do psychology and teach in a matter of what I always wanted to do in life. I am a teacher, and using psychological principles to teach and educate people about what's important when it comes to community development, community building, things that I really enjoy doing. And I have a nonprofit organization called Be a Champion Foundation, and one is called Community Reconnect, which is connecting people back to the reality of how they should develop their lifestyle. And so I work with children a lot. I work in school districts. I do a lot of educational workforce development, life skills for prison reentry, family court, and things of that nature. So I'm like George Washington Carver, service is the rent I pay for my time left here on earth. So I try to serve as best I can and provide those researches. So that's who I am roughly, and then you'll get a chance to know a little bit more about me as we move along. Thank you, my good brother.
Well, that is
yes.
Such a wonderful background.
Yes,
I think research is always critical, because if you take the time to search and find, you discover. And sometimes you can uncover facts that have been hidden for centuries. So I always admire people who research, and I enjoy research because that's one of the ways that we have been able to unravel many of the mysteries of our time. And,
yes.
And I always admired George Washington Carver and his research. And he just spent his life in the lab and doing experiments and
teaching
out. And I think that's the highest station. And, of course, services the rent we pay for being allowed to breathe the free air on the earth. Definitely.
That's right.
So, you know, one of the things that I'd like to take a look at, because before you arrived, you know, we were talking about how often families over time, because they don't talk about things, and they don't prepare for someone's transition. And when we don't preserve the things that we have done, then they often get lost. Now, George Washington Carver, he never married, never had children. And so his legacy is held by Tuskegee University in Alabama, where he worked. And, you know, they benefited from his work, his scientific discoveries, on a trip with college students. We were doing the Historically Black Colleges and Universities tour. We saw his grave. And, you know, he was a profound man in being able to influence many. But, you know, I wonder if there are people that could have passed down some of his insights. And
Naima, although he didn't have family, many we have a lot of college graduates from Tuskegee now.
Yeah.
I somewhat look at them. They benefited from Tuskegee, you know?
Yeah.
And many of them have prominent positions among us. So the learned should teach the unlearned. And I somewhat would like to encourage the alumni to share the benefit that they derived from having attended Tuskegee. You know, we have to give back and pay back. This is our humble contribution to elevate Dr. George Washington Carver at this time, but we encourage, especially the alumni of Tuskegee, to help us in the pursuit of resurrecting the character of George Washington Carver and his many accomplishments. That's one avenue that we can use, inshallah. So, Rashid, if you would share with us the results of your research and what you found within our Dr. George Washington Carver. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. You know, this journey, this inspirational journey that I've been on, discovering who Dr. Carver was in Missouri, before I left Missouri, it was incumbent upon all the school districts in the state of Missouri to know the life, legacy, and legend of Dr. George Washington Carver. It was encouraged by a House of Representative individual named Mr. Palat. He was blind, and he had had an experience with Dr. Carver many, many years ago where he befriended him and taught him things about nature here in Missouri. So I was really truly familiar with who he was, but no one ever exposed on what he did, what he was talking about. I always heard this peanut butter and that type of thing, the peanut man. But when you think about education in this country, they never want to teach us about who we really were. But they want to take the jewels that we develop and utilize those jewels like they came up with them and put us in the background and not provide us with those tools that's necessary for us to really get a good understanding of who we are, what we are, and the contributions that we made to this country. So as I left Missouri and went into the military and wound up participating in California and doing some things that I've always wanted to do, we started a program back there helping young males and females on what they call the digital divide, the opportunity to not be educated or put in a position to function like everyone else. Once again, this history between the time I was young and what I became, we began to realize that education was not one of the things that we as an African-American people or Americans of African descent, we just wasn't into the deep research, as Sister Naima was saying, on who we are, what we are. Our history is phenomenal. And this is the critical base race theory that they're arguing about right now, where they don't want us to know what happened, who we were during the time period that made this country great, the contributions that were made by our phenomenal individuals in this country, bankers and finance individuals, smelters and iron ore developers. George Washington Carver was one of those type of people. I looked in the encyclopedia, I think it was 1996, 1995, and a sister by the name of Fatima Ali, who was a psychologist, and I was talking to her about how to get into that field. She asked me, "Do you know George Washington Carver?" I said, "I know about him, yes." She said, "Look in Britannica and look him up." Well, in the Britannica encyclopedia, George Washington Carver's name was there, and it said that there was a federal law that was passed in 1945 that designated January the 5th as a national recognition day. A federal law that all federal buildings were supposed to fly their flags half staff on that particular day. So you know what that did to me. I said, wait a minute. I know what 1945 looked back. I'm a historian. I know what they was doing to us. And why would they give this African-American man a fellow dare recognition, and we know nothing about it? So as I researched and looked around, I found out that, that he was being celebrated all across the country, from the Rockefeller mayors in New York City and all these other countries and states, I mean, excuse me, states that were giving him credit for what he did and who he was. And it was just mind-boggling to see Monsanto right here in St. Louis, Missouri, post a full-page ad in major magazines, full-page ads in newspapers, but yet we know nothing about this day, and we had no idea on who he was and what he was, even in the face of our historians, our professors, teachers, you know, our community groups and organizations. It was just amazing that no one knew this, and it's right before our eyes, right before our face. So that's how I was inspired to begin to process this information and begin to research to find out who he really was and what he really brought to America and why he was given this recognition day. So January the 5th is an absolute federal holiday, the first given to an American of African descent. State legislation has already designated it, and that's what it is. So I'm going to stop right there. I just want to give you an overview of what inspired me to begin this pursuit of who he was and what he was. And we have tons of information to talk about. We have great information that we'll share with our people that we should take back to our children. See, this is what happened to me as a child. No one told me. Now, here I am turning around trying to give back and teach our children, and to the point where we don't even want to hear anything about African-American, someone who's contributed to this country, because we've been so brainwashed with education, thoroughly disinformed about who we are and what we are, to the degree where we have no interest in ourselves. And this reason I promoted this, because it's time for us to begin to talk about history, a foundation that makes us who we are. So there's no such thing as a black country. I know that. I know it's German Americans and Chinese Americans. When you say black, where that country at? You know, so that foundation for education never existed. We've been called African Americans, colored people, Negroes, nigger. But where are these countries that they keep labeling us? We are the only group of people who do not have a designation of a country. And I'm here to tell you today, it's an American. We are Americans of African descent. And we take that designation, we begin to make some transitions. We begin to make some changes in our lives. We begin to think our children will have something to put their hands on. So we take the George Washington Carvers, the Booker T. Washington, the Frederick Douglasses, the Noble Drew Alleys, all those individuals who came before us. That foundation was laid, and this is what they're arguing about in the schools, ladies and gentlemen. They don't want you to know how powerful we were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna take a quick break, and we got a caller. When we come back, 866. We're coming to you next. And if you have any callers on your switchboard, please let me know. We're gonna take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And if you're listening online, want to join this conversation, give us a call 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. This is an opportunity for us to learn and teach and grow. And now that we know that January 5th was at one time actually designated as a day to celebrate a great man among us, let's make sure we teach our children. We'll be right back after this quick break, so we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Doreen Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Tareen Hamid, and our American Muslim 360 family. And we are continuing our theme for the year, Push for Peace. Well, one of the things we're looking at is a man who nearly single-handedly saved America. A nation that had an economy that was in shambles after this disruption of its free labor system and after the depletion of the soil from years and years of growing cotton. And here was a genius of a man who, through his insight and ability to communicate with the plants, was able to create from what had been considered a weed. The peanut was considered a weed, much as the dandelion is considered a weed. But he was able to not only create different products from that one plant, but also discover how that plant help to replenish the soil. And he was masterful in his agricultural discoveries. But also, he was able to influence a generation of students.
They thought so much of him, they traded a horse. Now, back in those days, horses were valuable. They thought enough of George Washington Carver. You know, and I mean, I always say this was God's doing, but they traded a horse to get him back, even though Mary and another young lady never was ever recovered. But that just shows to show you the power of the creation and the universal order of things when someone was inspired to think enough of another human being to give a horse back in those days on slavery. That's unheard of. So I just wanted to clear, you know, that people know that too as well. Go ahead, Naima. I think you were going to say something. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, not a problem at all. We were just sharing with our listening and viewing audience the fact that this man had such a major impact and certainly influenced many in the agricultural field. But, you know, today the challenge that we have is to re-inspire families to consider the power of agriculture, consider the power of learning how the plant kingdom has so much to offer us if we would just do the research and if we would value the land the way we should have. Many of our children growing up in an urban environment have no clue as to how their daily meal actually is produced. And so it has made us dependent on other food growers, other distribution channels. And this is something that must be reversed if we're going to actually, again, face an economy that is in a state of disruption, as it was after the ending of the free labor system. So we have to create something different, just as George Washington Carver did. We have to create something that does not right now exist in the form that we need it to exist. We need to create means whereby families can learn how to use the plants that are in their midst for food, for clothing, for shelter, for medicine. Because that's part of what George Washington Carver did, taking a plant that had often been dismissed as just a weed, the peanut plant, and found its value. So we have to do that with our children today. And one of the important things in that is helping our children to see that everything they need is right there in their midst. They have to discover how to use it. That's what real science is, discovering what the Creator has already given us for free. And we simply have to learn how it works, learn how it benefits us. And that's what our is for our young people today and our elders.
Yeah.
And many of our elders tonight know some things, but just have not been in a position where they can share.
Yes, right. Well, you know, it's strange that you said that because that was his purpose in life, to get the farmers back in those days, the African farmers who had farmland. That's why he came to Tuskegee. He came to Tuskegee at the request of Booker T. Washington. But most people don't understand in Alabama has some of the worst soil in the country. And when George Washington Carver finished, he made it possible that some of the best soil in the country came out of Alabama because of the proper alternative crop rotation methods he came in and got involved in. He wanted poor farmers to grow alternative crops, both as a source for their own food, but also a source to improve the quality of life. And the most popular of his practices were the recipes that he developed and designed for us to eat healthy food. He was a nutritionist, you know, and see, a lot of the reason I chose him as to focus in on, because he represented every single basic quality that we needed to grow and develop our personal lives from a leadership perspective. He was an avid reader. You can't be a leader unless you're a reader. He came up with, he was a chemist, an agriculturalist, an inventor. He did embroidery. He was an artist. He was a mycologist. He was a botanist. All these labels were legitimately placed on this man at the age of 12 years old. They called him the plant doctor. And as you said about the weed, he said there's no such thing as a weed. It's a plant growing in the wrong place, not having the proper nutrients that's necessary for commercial development. The man's story is one that's absolutely phenomenal, and this is the basis and the structure foundation I was sharing when it comes to education. He's the one that we should use when we start talking about agriculture. You know, I know a lot of the women who love plants. Have an argument in your house and watch the drooping of the plant. That industry.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Talk love talk in your home and watch that flower just bloom. I said, why are you talking to the plant? You know, and these plants come to life, you know, because of the energy level and the vibration.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I have a plant, you know, and I've established a very close relationship with my plant, Gertrude.
Okay.
So I had her in the room with me while I was going through a deep depression. And over a period of a couple of days, and I looked at her one day, and this plant looked like it was dying. The leaves had drooped down. I mean, it looked like one of those weeping willow trees. The leaves were just hanging and sagging. It looked like it was just dying. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what happened? So I moved the plant to another room. And I also, you know, would take time and have lively conversations with the plant, you know, as I watered her and everything. And in 2 days, the plant, the leaves, you know, blossomed, stood back up, you know. I mean, it's the difference between watching someone crying and watching someone laughing. But I knew that plant was picking up on my energy, my sad energy. And it nearly killed the plant. So so we have to know that life and our energy affects all the living beings in our midst.
All of it. That's right.
The ground, the things walking among us. You know, we're all energy. We're all affecting each other. So, but you would have thought this plant was at death's door. And it's totally around. Because my mood is
The first revelation of the Quran, the first communication from Almighty God to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was Ikra, Bismi Rabbil Khalaq. And that it has been translated as recite, Ikra, or read. The first instruction was to read. This was to our Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. But read what?
Mm.
Almighty God was instructing humanity to read the creation.
Yes.
Read the creation. And
that's
we
amazing.
Find that our Dr. George Washington Carver was in line with that type of education that Almighty God revealed to the human being.
Yes,
to read the creation. It is speaking to us.
Yes,
sir.
It's phenomenal because, as you say that, they asked him during his early years. He told people, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go speak with God. And everybody asked him, what do you mean? He said, the greatest broadcasting station on the planet Earth. Just look up at the universe and you can speak to God anytime you want. That was his statement. These are the quotes. So when you start talking about what the history of him, it is documented. It is so much information documented on his whole life from the time he was taken as a slave and stolen by the Rough Riders to the time he came back. His history with when he went to school, his early years, his college years, his rise to fame, his relationships with people. All these things have been documented in numerous books. You know, so you would think, why this man in the early 20s and 30s when we were being castrated and we were being hung and beaten and deprived of things, why this man? And I always say, you know, his nature, the way he came here was never damaged. No one ever taught him anything. He did not go to the school to learn the things that we can really talk about today. You know, no one taught him about how to go into a peanut and a sweet potato and a soybean and how to go into a cowpea and develop millions and hundreds of products and goods and services that can be used in the world today. He didn't go to those types of schools. And so everyone taught him that. That specialty. And that specialty to me was his soul. It's his spirit. His nature was never damaged with his relationship with the universe, with his relationship with God. And those are the types of things we look at and we try to hone in on. This man was an environmentalist in the 1920s. He was teaching people about environments. The World Sustainability Conference still to this day used George Washington Carver as a model to determine how to change the environment. What do we need to do to get back to the right thing? They're still using his model and his agricultural information and his promoting numerous products and how to develop the quality of the land and alternative crops and things of that nature. They have never forgotten this, man, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. So I'll just open the floor up for any more comments and before I just get going, because I'll sit here and talk for 4 hours nonstop. That's how much I know about what he is, because it's a beauty. It's a beauty of seeing nature at its best. A man who has believed that God talks to him, plants talk to him, rocks talk to him, a man who can identify all types of bacteria. He had the largest lab in the world when it came to bacteria, when it came to what we refer to as fungus. He can identify a fungus and find a use for it, a bacteria and find a use for it. These are the types of educational things. Where in the world did this man get this information? You know the creation was talking to him. You know God was talking to him through revelation, through the creation. And that's what he said. I go out every morning to ask God to bless me with something I can help my people with today. You know, also, him along with Booker T. Washington, they had a traveling agricultural education wagon.
That's it.
And he educated not only the African American farmer, he educated everyone, the Caucasian, the German, anyone, as to how to properly treat the soil and the plants. He saved, he resurrected the agriculture in this country. So he, although he loved us as a people, but that did not prohibit him from sharing what God had blessed him with the whole world. Yes, sir. He was a jewel. Praise to Allah.
Yes.
Praise to God.
Yes, he was. In his work. And I want people on the line to understand, we're not here praising George Washington Carver. We're praising the work, the deeds, the actions, the contribution, his life, his legacy, the legend that he left for us. We have a whole tool for early education. You want to get your children involved in anything? Teach them about plants. Let them grow a plant. It's mind-boggling. My daughter used to cry when her plant died. My son would walk down the street and pick up little flowers and take to his grandmother. You know, it was just because I told them, each one of them had a plant in their room that they had to grow and keep sunlight and so forth. They love these plants. So there's a music and a message and a vibration in plant life and understanding this is the basic structure of development, understanding the universe, understanding the soil, understanding the earth, just little things, little kind things that one can do by being involved in early education with teaching our children about plant life.
You know, I can remember in school, we would go on field trips, and that there's a Grant's Farm here in Missouri. School would carry us to Grant's Farm so that we could be in touch with agriculture, the animal life. You can ask a child now what is a chicken, and he'll say, "Oh, it's a three-piece wing dinner." We've been so disconnected from the natural pattern, from nature.
Right.
And we must make that connection, especially with our children. We have to take them on trips like this so they can actually see a chicken. They can actually see a lamb, a cow. So this is connected with STEM also. Science, which is extracted from the earth. Technology, how to utilize what you see. Engineering, how to actually make it function, and math, the calculations that associate itself with that. And though, I've added another letter to STEM. I've added another M, that is morality. Morality.
Well, that's
big old man who has impeccable moral nature.
Yes. Yes, and you know, and you know, and I call my program STREAM, STREAMM. And the reason I put the R in there because people forgot about the most important tool, reading. It's reading, science, technology, reading, engineering, academics, and math and medicine. You know, we forgot. You can't come up with anything unless you read about something. You know, you don't know anything unless you read about it. So however you read, whether it be with your eyes, your ears, or those of us who have different disabilities. Reading is truly important to what we call this STEM program that everyone's talking about. They forgot that one key element. So when I was in California doing this particular program, when I said, I don't do STEM, I do STREM. Well, what's that? Well, let me show you. Better not tell you.
You know, with all that we gain, we are living in a very high scientific world now. But if we leave out that morality is connected to that, these things will be used against us, and we won't grow humanly, you know. So that's a very important factor that we should not ignore.
Absolutely.
In our pursuit of science, we have to grow morally.
Yes, that's
the most important. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
We have a caller online we'd like to take. Do you have any calls in your line? We have a caller we'd like to open the mic. Area code 773-87.
Good morning. Good morning, Cooper.
We've got to take a break. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. We've got to take another quick break. And then we'll be right back after this break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And we are continuing our Global Push for Peace theme this year, 2022. And today, we're recognizing and celebrating the life of a man who, in a peaceful way, helped to single-handedly revitalize America's fallen economy. His birthday, January 5th, was actually recognized as a day to commemorate George Washington Carver. Certainly, he inspired many, but we can learn much from his experience. So we'll be right back to talk about that when we come back. So we want you to stay with us.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid, and our guest today, Rashid Salam, who is giving us some insight about a great human being, Dr. George Washington Carver, who was celebrated his birthday. January 5th was actually declared a day of commemoration. A brilliant botanist and one who inspired many, but also one who had a moral and ethical code, and as a holistic farmer, he was showing people how to use the natural plant to replenish the soil that had been depleted by years and years and years of cotton growth. And we know that he made many, many products out of peanuts. He'd also made many, many products out of other plants such as sweet potatoes, and the use of the word plant in our manufacturing plant actually came from the work of Dr. George Washington Carver and his use of plants to create many of the things that are used in industry. So we're back now, and we have a couple of callers on the line, and let me go to, I believe we have area code 773-487. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment today.
Good morning. Can you hear me? This is
yes, sir.
All right.
Unmuted.
This is Cookie. This is hello. You're on.
Yes. Chicago. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Chicago actually is a Cookie from Chicago. It's an Indian Indian land. That's what the original name was, Chicago. I am a indigenous American. George Washington Carver was one of my heroes growing up, and I had a farm growing up on my family backyard. And
wow.
I learned a lot about nature. And
So what are some of the things you grew on your farm in the backyard?
Oh, okra, corn, the shucks of corn. Rows of corn. We had peas, strawberries, bell peppers, hot peppers, mustard greens. I was built for mustard greens. They used to call me the green man because I dropped some mustard greens in the front yard and they grew on its own every year by itself. It just kept coming up.
That's right.
That's like that. It was spot up on its own. They're like, wow.
Yeah.
So he was one of my heroes. And actually, as I became older man, I became a naturopath. And I actually created skin out of using herbs, using plants. I can make skin happen on a grafted sore or cut or wound, abrasion. And I studied Mr. Carver for a long time. I posted him a lot on my Facebook page when I was bringing up American history. See, I'm indigenous to America. I'm not African. So I may sound a little bit different. I'm more connected to the land. And that brother, Carver, met with, and tell me if I'm right, I did a video, I've seen a video on it. He met with Henry Ford on creating tires out of the rubber tree, which caused the American government, through the Marcus Garvey, to send workers, thousands of black workers, independent, indigenous black people from America, to Liberia to pick the rubber trees, and they couldn't come back to America, and Liberia was started as an American country with the rubber trees making tires. Isn't that correct?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely correct, my good brother. He created the buoyancy, the tires, the go ahead. I'm going to finish. Go ahead and speak.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I want you to finish your point. I want you to finish your point because you're to a good place.
See, what I'm saying is, and I've always said this, I'm sure Naima and other people have heard me all the time, black men in America started the global economy all over the world, and we just don't get it. All our inventions, they're still selling doorknobs right now for millions of dollars. People are being millionaires over doorknobs, traffic lights, shoe machine, air conditioner, yada, 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 and go mailbox. The post office is created by that, and they're still making millions of dollars off of those products and those inventions that black men created, okay, who were dressed up nice in suits. They were businessmen. They weren't no worn-down slaves. They were upright, intelligent people. And you look at them, they look very brilliant and intelligent. And see, this is the history that we don't want to touch. We always want to touch us being low down and all that. No, we were very intelligent people. And just like I just sold an invention to a Federal Express, a trailer. My cousin had an invention. He didn't want to sell it. I told him, go ahead and do it. He got $25 million. You see, we have created a global economy, and they all know it. And that's why they flock to America, just to see us. We have a history and a future. And now what I do, what I call myself, and I'm going to stop talking, I feel like I'm a guardian for that information.
Yes,
I feel like I'm supposed to protect all those brothers and sisters, but all those brothers who create that invention, I need to continue putting that forth and let brothers, I let brothers all the time know, we come from greatness. And you are part of greatness, and you need to exhibit that, and go into your mind and see how you can do half of what they've done. And I made a mark. I've got a lot of people on the internet. They follow me. They thank me for putting out this information about our greatness, about black men. You can downsize us. You can talk about us. You know, we have predators against us because of our greatness. And so also comment on that about us being a guardian for our children in the future, how we can protect those inventions. And I'm going to put out a call this year for every foreign company, American company, who have bought the patent of our black men and are using it for manufacturing products and that are making billions of dollars all over the world. You need to hire black men on that on those firms, on those companies. And that's why I feel like I've been led to all those companies, all those thousands of companies that are using our black inventions, shoe machine, traffic light, whatever it is, that you need to hire black men. And I'm done talking.
I'm glad you said something about patents. And thank you so much for your call. I think now that we are empowered to take advantage of the knowledge that we have and create, we need to go ahead and get the patents. There was a time when black people could not get the patents for what they invented, just as we know that many of the things that were invented, the patent, which, you know, the right to sell and get profits from it, were registered to white people, even though the black person did the invention. Well, we don't have that problem anymore. So people need to be encouraged to go through the process of getting things that they create copyrighted. If you create a work of literature, get a trademark. If you create a symbol, get a patent if you have an invention. These are the things that we need to do in terms of our legalities and our business that black people have shied away from because it hasn't often been done in our families. So we still have some families where it's a first-generation college graduate, you know, first-generation entrepreneur, business person, first-generation inventor, first-generation farmer. I mean, we must reclaim and remember the things that we were doing before the enslavement, because the reason why America's agricultural industry grew so fast is because the people that were forcibly imported had the agricultural skills, and the Europeans didn't necessarily have the skills of cotton growing or sugar growing or tobacco growing. And so we had the skills, and now we have to reclaim ownership of our inventions and get the patents for these things. I'm glad you brought that up, Koopy. And brother, you're going to add some things to that. And we got another caller, 779-801.
We have two callers here on
okay.
Can you guys make sure that brother who just spoke, he needs to give me a call as soon as possible, because what he's doing is what I'm in the process of doing currently. So I would love to talk to him as soon as this program is over with. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So we'll take our next caller, area code 779-801, and then we'll take some calls from your switchboard. 779-801, I believe we got our sister farmer.
Grand Rising, thank you. So happy that you all took. This is Sister Maika, and I'm so glad you took the time to honor Dr. George Washington Carver today, one of my favorite people in history. As a growing farmer,
yeah.
He was the one who inspired me more than anybody else, and I study his history intensely. And so I just want to share some things that I know about Dr. Carver, and I have some quotes from Dr. Carver also that I'd like to share. Dr. Carver was a man during a time when black men were considered useless and unworthy of respect and anything. And he took a crop, the peanut, which had the same kind of connotation. It was considered a weed and of no value. And he showed value for the black man and the peanut by his work. He was an amazing scientist, even created a science called Comergy. And a lot of people don't give him credit. I think they give it to, I forget who they give it to, but he created the carbon bond, whereby you could create new products by including carbon in the construction of whatever you're dealing with. And he doesn't usually get the credit for that, but he was the one that created many hundreds of products. And that's what the process that he used to do that. And before he did that, nobody else was doing it. So I contribute that to him having created the carbon bond. Dr. Carver, I remember once he wrote that he was in love with this woman, and they were thinking about getting married. And he had to consider whether or not he'd be a good husband or not. And he concluded that he wouldn't, because his commitment to doing God's work was more important than getting married. So he decided not to get married. And because he didn't feel he would be able to give his wife the attention and the concerns that he needs, because he loved his work in serving God. He was literally a modern Christ figure.
It was Sarah Hunt. Her name was Sarah Hunt.
Thank you. Sarah Hunt.
Sarah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sarah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here are some quotes from Dr. Carver. He said, anything will give up its secret if you love it enough. Not only have I found that when I walk to the, when I talk to the little flower or to the little peanut, they will give up their secrets, but I have found that when I silently commune with people, they give up their secrets also, if you love them enough.
Mm.
He said, fear of something is at, I'm sorry, you interrupted me. Fear of something is the root of hate for others, and hate within will eventually destroy the hater. He says, since new developments are the products of a creative mind, you must therefore stimulate and encourage that type of mind in every way. He said, when I was young, I said to God, God, tell me the mystery of the universe. But God answered that knowledge is for me alone. So I said, God, tell me the mystery of the peanut. Then God said, well, George, that's more nearly your size. Another statement he says, nothing is more beautiful than the loveliness of the woods before sunrise. And no other time have I so sharp an understanding of what God means to do with me as in those hours of dawn. When other folks are asleep, I hear God best and learn his plan. Dr. Carver was born in 1864, and he died in 1943. And I remember the story of how he got the farmers to all grow peanuts in order to put the nitrogen back in the soil, because of the cotton was always a heavy feeder, and it just stripped the soil of all the nutrients. So when the peanuts came to harvest, everybody was mad at Dr. Carver because all of the grain harpers were full of peanuts. And it was like, what are we going to do with all these peanuts? Of course, they was cussing. They was really mad at Dr. Carver. And so he decided to go into his laboratory and see what he could find. And they said that he put all the books out of his library, and the scientists of the day said, so, Dr. Carver, what are you saying? Books aren't important? And Dr. Carver said, no, I'm not saying it, but I already know what's in them. I'm looking for something different. I got that knowledge down. Dr. Carver is such an inspiration person. And I remember once on this show we were talking about Dr. Carver. I mentioned Dr. Carver when I was a host. And there was a sister from another country. She was from one of the Caribbean countries. And she was a scientist. And she didn't even know who Dr. Carver was. So who he is not known around the world. And it's not known enough here in America either. I think that all these men who are in jail, they have solutions to problems just like Dr. Carver has solutions to problems.
Absolutely.
And training, for me, education is learning to do what Dr. Carver did. If every child went to school and learned all of the sciences and the spirituality that Dr. Carver had, then we have solutions for every problem that we have. There would not be any more hunger in the world. There would not be oil spills that are still polluting the water and what have you, because we would be able to solve these problems. But there was one problem Dr. Carver was not able to solve, and that was bed bugs. He was not able to come up with a bed bug.
Somewhere.
He was getting too old, I guess.
Somebody can read that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for taking my time to honor Dr. Carroll. I call him my father. That's my father.
His brother and they got stuck has the solution to that.
No. What was the sister's name? What's the sister's name?
Maisha.
Yeah. I mean, that was a pleasure hearing you. Thank you for your commentary, and you were right on point with everything that you said. So I really appreciate you sharing. And that's what this is all about, you know, standing, what we have to do to really go back and get ourselves together. We're going to have to go back and research what happened to us. It's not what's wrong with us. You know, we hear everyone want to talk about the black man this and the black woman this. What happened to us is the key element here, and this is what this does for me. It inspires me to look at the root-based therapeutic methods that we're going to have to come up with to solve our problems with our children, to solve our problems financially, educationally, politically, and socially. We're going to have to go back and just stop and regroup and quit being influenced by something and somebody else that's gone into our thinking process and changed our whole makeup as human beings. So we got to be careful. We got to become studious in this old regard. This is what George Joseph Carman brings to me.
Absolutely.
We have
caller
here on the AM.
Yeah, we've got four callers.
Two callers.
We have two callers here. And we got to take one minute
right.
break, and then we'll be right back, and then we'll take the callers.
Right.
We'll start with your switchboard, and we need everybody just, you know, take your 1 minute because we got like six people who want to speak before the end of the show. So we want to get everybody in. So we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Quick break. So stay with us. We'll be right back in just a moment. And 773-263-773-737-425-520 and 314-833. We're coming to you after the break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Move Around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we've got a bunch of callers on the line, and we want to hear from you. Of course, we've got about 20 minutes left in the show, so you got to make your comments brief. We're going to go to our phone lines.
Unmuted.
And we are back with our American Muslim 360 family. We've got a couple of calls on the line. If you can just remind them to take about a minute, because we got four on the line here that want to speak. And go right ahead and open the mic. And please state your name clearly so we can put it on the screen for our Facebook Live audience. Thank you.
Okay, error code 786-797. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Patricia Salahuddin, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I am the Khair Muhammad School Network facilitator, and I really appreciate this topic. I want to thank Brother Rashid for letting me know about it, because this is just fantastic. What I wanted to say in regards to the topic here, we at the Khair Muhammad Schools, we're striving very, very hard to devise a curriculum that would allow our children to study whatever topic that they're studying. Creation is a part of that topic. And we were talking about what we have to do. One of the avenues for doing what we have to do is starting with our children, and and we will teach our children. We are the ones that will teach our children. We can do that because we do have schools. We have the Khair Muhammad School. And supporting those schools in the areas that have schools and starting schools in the areas that don't have schools, here is an opportunity for us to do what we have to do, and we start with our children.
Alhamdulillah.
So much, Sister Patricia, Florida. We appreciate you so much. Continue to educate. Yeah.
We have another caller. Error code 678-252. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, Assalamu alaikum to everyone. I hope everyone is fine. Alhamdulillah. This is Sister Hanan Danelle from the Decatur, Georgia. I want to discuss the they were talking about inventions, and I want you to know that there is one in progress now that I invented for people in wheelchairs. It has been analyzed by a patent service, and it has been patented by the United States Patent Trade Office, alhamdulillah. So we are in the progress of now having it manufactured. It has been analyzed by the patent service as a safety and impact environment, product life cycle, and potential sales, which will become in the millions. And it's for not only for people in wheelchairs, but it's utilized for vehicles and or sports events. And this is something, a product that's real good, and I'm hoping, inshallah, we'll get it on the market soon. And I have had a chance myself to be a victim of my own product. Not victim, but let's just say something happened. And if I had had my own product, I wouldn't have not went to the hospital. So it's a product for to keep you warm or cool in the winter, even in the summer. Yeah, so I ended up in the hospital with heat stroke, but after going through that, I realized if I had my own product, I wouldn't have went. So it's a good product.
Yes,
alhamdulillah. Yeah, so ma'am. It has been patented by the United States Patent Service, Trademark Office.
Wonderful.
Okay.
And hopefully, it'll be manufactured soon. Is we in the process of getting that done now. And also,
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Alhamdulillah to all of us. So it's going to
it's going to help all of us. In fact, it will save lives, too, also.
Right.
I also have a product, too, called the Dream Pillows, and I think some of the believers who hear me now, they have some of the products. It's a two pillows, king size and standard size, and it lets you sleep in comfort while you dream peacefully. So those are two products on the market. And if you like to order, I give you my number. In fact, I got a lot of orders now. And hopefully, everybody will be sleeping on these pillows.
Do you have a
website?
We get rid of that My Pillow Man. It's happens to get rid of that My
Pillow
Man, which is crazy.
Oh,
you in Decatur. I have some relationships I'm building in Decatur. I would love to get, when this show is over with you, I leave my name. Please contact me about what you're doing so I can help you in the Georgia area. I'm really
brother,
please,
I got a lot of orders. I'll leave my number with you. The number, you already have it. So, but please help us with this because this product is really to help build a better, safer, and successful community. In fact, we've already picked out some land to do that. So, alhamdulillah, we have a lot of projects going on in Sherlock.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
We have about 19 minutes of broadcast left. I see two callers on this line. If you will limit your commentary to at least a minute to a minute and a half, then inshallah we can open up the mic of everyone that is first one on that phone.
Hey, we have three callers on this line also. We have three callers on this switchboard as well.
Okay.
So
please 706-627. Please state your name and where you're calling from, and please be conscious of the time that we are letting you know that we are limited to. Brother Muhammad, 706-627.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. Brother, I'm coming to Georgia. Number one, George Washington Carver told us, you know, to first, nothing to stack you from studying God for whatever you need. Number two, he said, then what God bless you with, patent it in his name, because he's the one who gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? And that way no one can infringe upon it or duplicate it like Shaitan will do with the same product, just a little variation, and he'll make you deviate. Number three, do not let Satan approach you like the My Pillow guy. He's already been using the language Dream Pillow in his commercials lately, if y'all haven't been paying attention to it. So he might try to approach you, sister. He might try to approach you and try to cooperate with you or whatever like that. We have to be aware of these schemes. So we pray a lot that our number one patent is to establish what is halal in America, inshallah.
Thank you, my brother. Okay, we got one more caller. Please be very brief if you can. The Poet Laureate of America, Muslim 360.
I was waiting here on
the Lord, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, praise be to Allah. I didn't really know a lot about George Washington Carver. I just kind of piggyback off some of the stuff y'all say. So here I go. Study and voice, keeping God first. George W. Carver. Let's pass this knowledge on to others. Encourage our community members to become researchers, scientists working well together, truth searchers, and community leaders. You want our youth to be good servants of God. There's a lot of things that they need to be taught. Many of us didn't know about the 1945 federal law. George W. Carver, that says his knowledge on to others. 1943, may he rest in peace. His soul was free of death into humanity. A great mind, able to read creation science. He was destined to be one of our best. You knew little or nothing about him. It's indeed a problem. He wore many hats. God had his back. January 5, 1945, he was recognized, a bold soul, a legacy we should know. George W. Carver, let's pass the knowledge on to others. Another one of our ancestors, passed, raised up, and utilized by the Creator. He wasn't denying his favors. Wisdom come from words. That's a he's God first. Religion didn't make him good. It was already in his nature. He don't want to be misunderstood. May there be good things in our children's future. George W. Carver, a special kind of farmer, plant the seeds of prosperity. You fulfill many of our needs. Lord, that we call her, that pass the knowledge on to others.
Thank you,
Shalom.
Thank
you, Bilal. Alhamdulillah. Okay.
All right, so we have four callers on the line here. We're going to try to get in quickly four callers. So if you can each take a minute, we appreciate that. So I'm going to go take you in this order, 773-263-314-833-425-520 and 773-737. I'm going to take you in that order, so hold on. And everybody, please remember, 1 minute. 773-263, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment, please.
This is Rashida Salami.
Ah, thank you, Rashida. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, but I hope in my community, someone listening that's an intellectual property attorney, because I am an inventor and I do have a copyright and I do have a patent and I do have a trademark. But like in slavery time, I went to the European marketers and they sold my contract and I haven't gained anything from it. And I asked them to produce the product as halal and so they sold it. And I hope, inshallah, that someone in the listening audience can assist us. I also paid a European marketer $5,000. For which I really didn't have to give. There's been a lot of inventors, they sold out to the European because they didn't have money. For example, Bill Gates, all the icons on the windows was done by a black woman, and she's still on food stamps. So it's a lot of things that we need to know, and then to get an intellectual property attorney, you have to have $25,000 retainer fee. So, you know, it makes you sort of give up hope. So, yeah, they have them down as an inventor, but a guy in Mississippi, a Chinese, is now marketing my product and handled a law. Well, my sister moved to Mississippi. She told me they were selling my product as the chicken skin for the halal. And now he has a full packaging, and he's marketing it and selling them out in our community. Before, it was just Mississippi. He didn't even have a color to his packaging. But I went to a Jewish marketer, and I asked him, I explained to him, the halal is like kosher, but it's different. And that's what I wanted my product to be. And I told him about my packaging. And he sent me a packaging different than mine. He sent me a packaging with a white boy on it, but it says Ali's Chicken Snack. That's my last name, Ali. And then I told him, no, I didn't want it that way. And then he sent me a packaging like a chicken coop, but I haven't got a complete product packaging or anything. So, inshallah, if there is any intellectual property attorney out there that's willing to even do pro bono, because now they've been selling my product in my community. Now, I think the same guy in Mississippi, I know.
Even though somebody else might have the same kind of product you have, you still have the power to sell and market your product. But thank you for putting that call out there, because I know that there are some attorneys that will work with us, and we'll probably have to do a show on that at some point. The first thing you want to do is trademark your logo and, of course, patent your ingredients and just go for it. Even if somebody else has the same idea, you can still sell your product. Let me go to the next caller, area code 314-833. And I believe we've got our brother Mark Shahid on the line, looks like, from St. Louis. So we got about a minute before we take our next two callers. Go right ahead with your comment.
Yes, assalamu alaikum to you, Naim Latif and Kareem Hamid, and to your very distinguished guest, Rashid Salam, and to both of the Blog Talk radio stations. I'm going to just reserve my comment until later tonight. And I've enjoyed the commentary of everyone. I'm going to do this in a minute. Everybody's been right on point, a lot of great information, and still there's callers who want to share even more. So, Rashid Salam, can you give to the radio listening audience tonight, those that want to listen in, please, if you would, provide that information for them, please.
Okay, very good. At this time, I want to make this statement that when we are broadcasting on American Muslim 360, at the same time that another station is broadcasting, you know that we will promote that people attend and dial into American Muslim 360. I want to make that statement very clear, that we enjoy everyone's comments, but I think it is not proper to encourage people to call into another radio station at the same time that we have scheduled broadcasting. You would never find that with CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NPR, none of the major broadcasters would encourage someone to tune into another broadcast at the same time that entity is broadcasting. We have set up a public service here on American Muslim 360. It's called Community Buzz. It is on that broadcast that we invite everyone come and share what is happening with you and even promoting whatever you are involved in. It is Community Buzz. It is at that time as a public service that we offer that entity to us.
So, Brother Kareem, before I take the call, can you give the contact number or website people can go to if they want to be added to Community Buzz? And
they can call in to our corporate offices at 910. Let me make sure I get this correct. It is 910. Okay, here they go. Yeah, you can call in to our corporate offices, share your information, and we will be glad to, at that time, allow you to share your concerns, your outside projects, or whatever that you want to share. But it is on the broadcast Community Buzz. If I'm not mistaken, you can call in to 910-317-0297 and leave your comments there. And we also invite you to tune in to American Muslim 360 Tuesday evening for Community Buzz. It is at that time
that we open up
the line to everyone. Yes, ma'am.
Thanks so much. All right. Definitely sharing information. So now we've got area code 773-737. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment.
Hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transformers. Mama G, and I'm calling from Chicago.
All right now.
Yes. Okay.
You.
What happened to us did not happen to everybody, and we need equity that everybody else is getting, plus to end the poverty, plus we need reparations to repair the damage of the crimes against our humanity and Jim Crow genocide. I am an NAA, Indigenous Native American African, because if you're in America before it becomes America, 1619 became before 1776, that's what makes you indigenous. But I wanted to talk about the importance of seed. Reverend Dr. Prophet King said, don't let anybody take your manhood. Well, that's easy to say after it's already been done. But I'm finding it hard to find grapes that have seeds. And if you don't have seeds, you don't have the ability to be fruitful and multiply. So I call them seedless grapes, castrated grapes. And they don't have any seed. They cannot reproduce. They are like Reverend Bevel used to say, a mule. There's a deal with a mule. Neither one of them can reproduce. So I wanted to just say thank you for this program. And what can we do to build up that potency that we are supposed to have as the Asiatic black man, the maker, the cream of the planet Earth.
All right. Thank you, Mama D. We appreciate you. Listen in to
Thank
Mama
you,
D.
Mama
Get
D.
wisdom from Mama D every fourth Saturday here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. So I just want to make a quick announcement that starting in March, we're going to be resuming our Pandemic Farms program. We're going to be live on our Global Radio TV show and also have the classes available on our website, and we urge families to take this class, this online class in farming, where you will learn about the things growing in your yard and maybe even be inspired to do some research like George Washington Carver and discover some great uses for those plants that we've been calling weeds. We're going to be introducing some products from so-called weeds. Everything from our burdock plants and our dandelion plants and the clover, all of these people see in their lawn and think they're weeds, but we've created some products that we'll be marketing this spring from our Pandemic Farms, and that stands for Producing Agricultural Nourishment, Developing Economies, Making Independent Communities. Go right ahead, brother. A couple of minutes for your last word. Go right ahead.
Well, we haven't even touched the surface of George Washington Carver. You know, and one thing I do want to say to the radio listening audience, even when you start talking about these community gardens, you may be growing food in those gardens, but you haven't tested the toxicity in the soil. It's very, very important that you understand that. Some of the soil in most of our communities, in particular urban communities, is toxic. So you're growing something from a soil. So their seed goes into the ground and pulls out of that ground those things that are there. They're bringing in poisons and things of that nature. You know, the plant may grow, just like our apples and oranges and bananas right now, which are grown with genetically altered seeds. It doesn't taste like one. The sister was very relevant. There's no such thing as a seedless real grape. So what is the grape seed? Such thing as a real seedless watermelon. What are we eating? So George Washington Carver, so I want you to be aware of that. He's probably growing food. So I want to leave you with just a couple of things that he said, if I have the time. He said, be clean, both inside and out. It says, win without bragging. Always be considerate of women, children, and older people. Be too brave to lie. Be too generous to cheat. And take the share of the world and others take theirs. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We want to thank you for
sharing your wisdom. And thank you to my co-host, Kareem Hamid. And thank you to the American Muslim 360 audience. And certainly thank you to our Facebook Live audience on the Female Solution and Blog Talk Radio. We thank you all. We appreciate you.
Hey, can I give out the phone for those who want to get more information?
How do we reach you, brother?
Yes, sir. Give your number. Oh, that number will be 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458. That's Rasheed Salam. Aish Salam.
That's
6565.
9650-4669.
669-0458.
Okay, say that one more time.
650-669-0458.
650-669-0458. So that's
yes,
650-669-0458.
Yes.
All right.
8 seconds.
On the screen here on our Facebook Live page. Get in contact. Call 650-669-0458. And we appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
And once again,
please come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimah.